like we're learning from Tanya, are these things that just like Chabad believes or that all Jews believe?
So this is so again so far you're touching on a issue with the first chapter. And again, I said this is just Kabbalah, right? The Baal Shem Tov said this, right? But it's also coming from a Medrash.
I don't know now, how are we supposed to look at Kabbalah? Like,
no. Kabbalah means you receive it. Kabbalah means someone said this. Why do you think this? Because he told me. So I'll give you. I don't know if anyone's following the news, but Hamas blew up a hospital. And Hamas said that Israel did it. And then a lot of news people said, oh, we believe Hamas. If Hamas say it must be true. And then the head of the IDF or whatever gave like an hour sheer proving that it wasn't. And Biden said, oh, look at that. I guess you're right. And he gave 4, 5, 6 different reasons as to why, why it's them and not us.
Right.
Now you ask the question, well, who believes that? You know, is it Chabad that believes it? Is it just Israel that believes it? Is it Jews that believe it? Like, who believes, you know, the IDF over Hamas? Well, go look at the evidence and you know, work it out yourself. It's not a point of belief. Like, who did it? I don't know. Go look at the thing. Well, he's saying this. Well, this doesn't make any sense if that's true. So make your own decision.
I didn't know it was considered like Jewish canon. You will.
Huh?
The Ron Chodos agrees. And Vilna Gaon.
He's saying like if it's like Jesus, you're trying to say?
It's a canon.
He's asking if
it's a canon. That's what I thought. It's a canon.
Maybe too. Like main storyline. Like, is this
old no, Jews
canon?
In the
is this true?
Canon means it's in or out. Canon is that you have a specified things you can look at, or specific things that have kashrus on it. That yeah, this is in and that's out. Like Rebbe canonized the Mishnah. He had all the braises and people learned stuff from it, and then he canonized the Mishnah. Like, this is all in. This is what you learned. If you want to learn the Mishnah, you got to learn this now. He's never liked that before Rebbe. So he canonized it and said, like, this is in, this is in. You start reading braises that aren't supposed to be there, so you're not doing it right. But again, their Judaism is not, well, someone told me. Judaism is that you learn it and then you'll make your own decision. That's the problem with the first chapter. As I said, it's meant to be dry because it's all about Kabbalah. Kabbalah is someone told me. I went to Mechina and the rabbi told me that, you know, Rashi did this or that, you know, the rabbi's this or you get reward for mitzvahs, you know. And I don't know what a mitzvah is. I don't know what reward is. So I just listened to him and I guess he's telling the truth. Now, when you get that Kabbalah, so now you can spend the rest of your life deciding as to whether he's talking nonsense or not. But you have no idea what's going on. Some guy told me. So he's saying that the Baal Shem Tov, this is what the Baal Shem Tov says. So we're on the level code. Just know that this is true. So you haven't explained any of it. And there's a big problem here in chapter 1. And that's what I'm saying. That's why we're not at the level of Eino Nolado yet.
Thank you.
But next week, chapter 2...
Oh, we don't want to leave.
Huh?
We don't want to leave.
Do you? It's a very important point which you're bringing out here. There's no such thing as, oh well, we have a Kabbalah, you know, Chabad have the Kabbalah, and then like they don't, and they believe in this, and you know who else believes in this? You gotta look at everything yourself and decide for yourself who's telling the truth. Maybe, you know, is the IDF, you know, killing children in things? I don't know. If you read the Jewish news, they're not. If you read the Arab news, they are.
I'd like to think there are certain things that all Jews agree on.
It's called the
Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos is on Saturday.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's all machlokes.
Why? Why would you like that? Why would you like to think that?
Because we have a Masorah, and I thought it was passed down from Sinai. This is the way that our Torah is
so why shouldn't there be, why can't there be machlokism in this in the Masorah? And again, let's say you have you tell your son, right, you had this great date with your wife, and you know she fell for you because of that date, and then you tell your son the way to have a romantic evening is take her up on a balloon ride.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this masoira that he'll get married after going on a balloon ride, and he takes his date on a balloon ride, and she's just hating every moment of it.
Scared of heights.
And then they land, and he's expecting her to be like, you know, as he goes down on one knee or whatever, and then she's like just so PO'd about the whole thing. She doesn't even want to speak to him right now. And then it's just like, well, you told me. I saw this. I mean, it's just.
Is that to say we shouldn't trust our rabbis?
For sure not.
No. This is the question. This is the question.
For sure not, we shouldn't trust them, or for sure you're not saying that?
Huh? What? For sure don't trust them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Emunas Chachamim is? Have you ever heard the idea? So Emunas Chachamim is that, right? You read the Gemara, and Chachamim talk a lot of nonsense, right? And they say, oh, well, that's what it was like 2,000 years ago. So take something which they say, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And if they were living in 2024, then they would clearly not say this. So take that, look into it, and see if it's true or not. And then, when you look into it, and then you see, oh, wait a second. Actually, either I didn't understand what they were saying, or actually, the way that I saw the world was completely wrong. Actually, what they're saying is correct. And then as you go through and you examine what they're saying, and then it comes out and it's like, oh, look at that, they're right. And then you see the next thing that they say that's absolutely ludicrous. And then you're like, well, wait a second. When I looked into one of these things, it's actually, right, maybe I should look into this. And then after a while, you'll flip to being like, wow, I would say this is ludicrous. But because every time that I investigate, I see a new truth evolving that I didn't know about because of what they're saying. Therefore, here is an area of which now, my whole world can be blown up now because I think their statement is ridiculous. But I have trust in them that if I put the work in, that they're going to be right and I'm going to be wrong. And they will open up vistas in my existence by looking into this. But just to be said, oh yeah, Chazal are correct, that's ridiculous. There's no such thing as, like, faith is doing something that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, but it'll be okay. It's like jump out of an airplane without a parachute. You'll be okay. Just have faith. There's no such thing as faith in Judaism. And if you're taking things on word or whatever it is, so therefore you're living someone else's life, and therefore you know something about God that no one else knows, and your job is to tell the world about it. And if you don't exercise that, and therefore if you're just doing what everyone else is telling you, therefore you'll never find that. You'll never find it. Because he's just telling you what he likes. There was someone on, I was on a forum, and someone said, I want to get a surprise birthday gift for my husband. I want to get him, he's been talking about getting into smoking meats. Can you recommend a good smoker? So like all the answers were, my favorite smoker isn't going to be his favorite smoker. And whatever you get, just because everyone here is going to recommend a certain thing, he's not going to like that.
So, the Traeger is supposed to be.
Right, but it's unlikely. It's unlikely that he will like that because your life experiences up to this point has landed you in the area of which, oh, well, Traeger is supposed to be good. Right? And you didn't even say it is good. You said it's supposed to be good because you have no effing clue if it's good or not. You've probably just read someone else's opinion on it. So then you're living your whole life where you don't really exist. You're just a combination of other people's opinions. So therefore, what could you say about God? Because you don't know who you are. So therefore, how could you find your connection to God when it's just everyone else's connection to everything else? So if when you're giving the gift, and it's just, I don't know, I just thought it was so interesting that, like, her thing was, I want to surprise him, tell him what to do. And then she's like, yeah, I just asked him, you know, which one he wants. And then, you know, go buy it for you, whatever. So like, there was no surprise, you know, gift or whatever, because it wouldn't work. Because whatever everyone else thinks is good or like or whatever it is, everyone is different. Everyone has their own idiosyncrasies. And therefore, even if he was to like a certain model or whatever, chances are, again, of a crowd coming to that consensus is pretty much zero. And therefore, if you're tailoring something to somebody, who are you? You can't get it from anybody else. What is your life supposed to look like? You can't ask anybody else. So you can taste things, you can speak to people, and you say, well, what do you suggest? And then see what they say, and then see if it's true. And we haven't examined this. I've just said this is how it is.
I don't believe you.
Huh?
I don't believe you.
Good.